What do you call the, if you're making a fence and you stick a thing down in the ground, what is it called?
Stake.
Okay, well, a stake, but you've really already referred. If you're making a cedar fence, the first thing you do is you put a...
Cedar post.
Okay. Now, another thing you don't see around here very much, but I'd like to know what you would call it, is a fence that's made out of rocks or stones. What would you call that kind of fence?
Well, there are a lot of them where I went to school, and we call them just rock fences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the very best things that you have to eat off of, the plates and cups and saucers and so on? That's your what?
Well, you're talking about the material. It's china, or it's mm-hmm. porcelain, or it's...
Most people refer to it as their...
My china.
Uh-huh. Okay. And have you ever seen a little, an egg made out of china?
Mm-hmm. And that was a darning egg.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What would it be called? It was a darning egg. Now,
a darning egg.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because you stick it in your stocking and uh-huh. darn with it, and your needle doesn't stick in it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how... I'm sure you're... How did you get your water here in the city when you were a little girl?
Always, to my knowledge, the Nueces River.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I mean, how was it?
It was piped in.
Piped in. So you remember from your youth you
yeah.
had piped
because
in.
Because well water, you get salt
mm-hmm.
in this area.
Uh-huh. That's right. Now, if somebody did have a well, though, and I'm sure some people around here have water wells, the kind that you... had, you know, just an open well. What do you call the thing that you drop down and bring back up in order to...
Bucket.
Okay. And now something smaller than that a person might...
Dipper.
Okay, that too. But I'm thinking of a little container with a handle across that you might take...
Pail.
A pail. Okay. Now, is a pail different from a bucket in construction or in material? Or
I wouldn't think so. Now, a bucket could be larger.
Mm-hmm.
But a bucket or a pail, they're made the same out of the same things.
Mm-hmm. Would that be wooden or metal?
I'd say wooden.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about out on the farm again? Some people would keep a container around to throw scraps in and take it out to the hog. What would that be called?
Garbage.
Okay, garbage. Or if it were particularly just something that you carry out to the
trash,
the pigs, you'd call it a what? The container.
Oh. Well, I don't believe I follow you there.
You don't have any particular term.
No.
Okay. Now here's another. What do you call the pan that you use to fry eggs or bacon in?
Skillet.
A skillet. Okay. Now is that of course not too many people have cast iron skillets anymore, but when you were young, did they have?
I still have them.
Still have cast mm-hmm. iron skillets mm-hmm. on them. Do you recall, of course you said you didn't have a fireplace, have you ever seen those kinds of skillets that have the little legs that they used
mm-hmm.
to put
Dutch
in?
Oven.
A Dutch oven, that's mm-hmm. what it's called, okay. And also we wanted to ask you, this also would be used over a fireplace or an open fire of some kind. Quite often it might be found out on the farm. And it might be a huge pot.
Kettle.
Uh-huh. And what were the uses for kettles?
Well, they used those big ones for wash kettles, and mm-hmm. they've used that in my lifetime.
Uh-huh.
When Marcelina washed, she built a fire and
outside.
Had the water boiling,
mm-hmm.
and she boiled the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the small ones, you can have a tea kettle, and
mm-hmm.
you can have a soup kettle. Anything smaller that you would use in the house that's transportable,
mm-hmm.
you know, from kitchen
mm-hmm.
to dining room or kitchen table to stove, would be a kettle. It'd be, you know, the little pots with the little
right.
wooden legs
right.
and the handle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.